Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 32, Entanglement in Fruitive Activities, Part 1, Verses 1 through 21. Different strokes for different folks.
The personality of Godhead, Kapila Dev, continued speaking to his mother, Devahuti. The person who lives in the center of household life derives material benefits by performing religious rituals and thereby fulfills one's desire for economic development and sense gratification. Again and again, one acts in the same way. Such persons are ever bereft of devotional service due to kama mudha, infatuation with lust, and being too attached to sense gratification. Therefore, although they perform various kinds of sacrifices and take great vows in order to satisfy demigods and forefathers, they are not interested in Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Such materialistic persons, attracted by sense gratification and devoted to the forefathers and demigods, can be elevated to the moon, where they drink an extract of the soma plant. Ultimately, they again return to planet Earth. All the planets of the materialistic persons, including all the heavenly planets, such as the moon, are vanquished when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, goes to his bed of serpents, which is known as Ananta Shesha. But those who are intelligent and are of purified consciousness are completely satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Freed from the modes of material nature, they do not act for sense gratification. Rather, since they are situated in their own occupational duties, they act as one is expected to act. And by executing one's occupational duties, acting with detachment and without a sense of proprietorship or false egoism, one is posted in one's constitutional position by dint of complete purification of consciousness. And by thus executing so-called material duties, he or she can easily enter into the kingdom of God. Surya Dwarena, through the path of illumination, such liberated persons approach the complete personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of both material and spiritual worlds, and who is the supreme cause of their manifestation and dissolution. Worshippers of the Hiranyagarbha expansion of the personality of Godhead remain within this material world until the end of two Parardhas, when Lord Brahma also dies. After experiencing the inhabitable time of the three modes of material nature, known as two Parardhas, Lord Brahma closes the material universe, which is covered by layers of earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, ego, etc. And then Lord Brahma goes back to Godhead. The yogis who become detached from the material world by practice of breathing exercises and control of the mind reach the planet of Lord Brahma, which is far, far away. After giving up their bodies, they enter into the body of Lord Brahma. And therefore, when Brahmaji is liberated and goes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Brahman, such yogis can also enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore, Bhamini, my dear mother, take direct shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by means of devotional service. for Krishna is seated in everyone's heart. O Devahuti, my dear mother, someone may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a special interest, but even demigods such as Lord Brahma, great sages such as Sanat Kumara, and great munis such as Marichi have to come back to the material world again at the time of creation. When the interaction of the three modes of material nature begins, Brahmaji, who is the creator of this cosmic manifestation, and who is also known as Veda Garbha, the repository of Vedic knowledge, and also the great sages, who are the authors of the spiritual path and the yoga system, all of them come back under the influence of the time factor. And this is because of Veda Drishya, independent vision. They are liberated by their non-fruitive activities, and they attain Purusha Rishabham, the first incarnation of the Purusha. But at the time of creation, they come back again in exactly the same forms and positions as they had previously. Lord Kapila then continued instructing his mother. Persons who are too addicted to this material world execute their prescribed duties very nicely and with great faith. Daily, they perform all such prescribed duties with attachment to the fruitive result. Such persons, impelled by the mode of passion, are full of anxieties and always aspire for sense gratification due to their uncontrolled senses. They worship the forefathers, and they are busy day and night improving the economic condition of their family, social, or national life. Such persons are called Trivargika because they are interested in the three material elevating processes, dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, material sense gratification. They are averse to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Hari Medhasa, the only one who can give relief to the conditioned soul and deliver one from the cycle of birth and death. They are not interested in the pastimes of Madhu Dvisha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are worth hearing because of his Vikramasya, transcendental prowess. Such persons are condemned by the supreme order of the Lord. And because they are averse to the nectar of the activities of Achyuta, or the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are compared to stool-eating hogs. They give up hearing Katha Sudham, the nectarine stories depicting the transcendental activities of the Lord, and instead indulge in hearing of the abominable activities of materialistic persons. Such materialistic persons are allowed to go to the planet called Pitri Loka by the southern course of the sun. But they again come back to this planet Earth, taking birth in their own families, beginning once again the same fruitive activities from birth to the end of life. And when the results of their pious activities are exhausted, once again they fall down by higher arrangement, coming back to this planet Earth, just as any person raised to a high position sometimes all of a sudden falls, O Sati, my virtuous mother. Recorded July 13, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Vasudeva Pradeda Vasudeva Paramakha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Param Jnanam Vasudeva Param Tapah Vasudeva Paro Dharmo Vasudeva Paragatishi Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Paramjnanam Vasudeva Paramtapah Vasudeva Paro Dharmo Vasudeva Paragatihi Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramakha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Param Jnanam Vasudeva Param Tapah Vasudeva Paro Dharmo Vasudeva Paragatihi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Ajnana Smarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.